Okay, here we go. Get ready. Ready?
Yeah.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Chicago, Illinois to Cancun, Mexico, Hong Kong, China to Tokyo, Japan. We are the Tastemakers. Thanks for tuning in today, everybody. And I'd like to start off by saying today's show is sponsored by Hotel Felix from Chicago, Illinois.
Well, here we are back in the studio. It's been a little while. We took a little break, did some traveling, did some events, and we're back in for the first time in a few weeks.
Yeah, for the first time in a few weeks. It hasn't been that long, but for some reason, it seems like it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but I tell you, it's good to be back in the old seat here, you know?
It's great to be back, and it's kind of gloomy out there today. You know, when I left home, it was sunny and clear and warm.
Well, that's how it is out there in the suburbs.
30 miles north of here.
Just a little thing here. When you just did the intro this morning right now, you just said good morning. We got people listening back east.
That's
around
right.
The world, so you've got a good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
Maybe I need to shake off a little bit of rust. I don't think actually I do say good morning, do I?
Yeah,
I definitely don't say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
We have a global audience.
Right, but I'm just saying I don't usually start by saying good morning, good afternoon. I think I just say, maybe I just say greetings. Do I see?
Well, has it been that long? Don't, gosh, maybe you should.
Maybe I need to shake off this damn rust for starters, Mark. But I tell you, like you just said, between traveling, between events, and being in a short little holiday last week, I'm kind of rusty.
Yeah.
But it sure is good to be back here. A couple of changes here at the studio that rearranging,
little changes. Our bottle of water we got from another location, right?
Change.
You didn't get it in the usual location.
Got to start the show with a bottle of water every day, every Tuesday. Well, anyhow, here we go, Mark.
Yeah, well, what do we got?
Lots to talk about.
Birthdays? You have birthdays today?
Oh, you know what? That's right. We are starting off with the birthdays like we do every Tuesday.
Wait, did you forget about those too?
Didn't forget them. We got them all here.
Let's spit those out.
Today.
We got a lot on the agenda today, so let's get moving.
Jason Biggs. Do you know who Jason Biggs is?
Never heard of him.
Yes, you do. See, some of these people that are popular, but you can't. He's the guy from the what were those shows called? The movies. He was, he's 36 today. A skateboarder, Tony Hawk.
Oh yeah, multi-million.
Worth several hundred million dollars these days. How old?
I'd say 41.
46.
Mm.
Emily Van Camp. Does that name sound familiar?
Revenge.
Right.
They just bumped her off the other night.
Thanks a lot for telling me, Mark. I don't watch the show, but it was the finale. You told me
series finale. Yeah.
I was looking forward to watch. Thanks a lot. Were you surprised?
Well, no. I mean, they had to end it some way like that.
Anyhow, how old is she?
I'd say she's 59.
59?
Yeah.
Emily, she's the young one.
Oh, is Emily Van Camp's the young one?
She's the one, yeah. Okay,
oh, I thought she was...
Don't tell... So I don't want to hear. But anyway, she's the young one. She's the one that plays the... Who's the star of the show? What's her name?
I guess it's her. It's Emily, I guess.
Yeah, but what's her name in the show?
Emily.
Oh, right, yeah. How old do you think she is?
I'd say 38.
Yeah, younger than I thought. She's 28.
28?
Just turning 28 today.
Wow.
How about that, right?
That's crazy.
Emilio Estevez. He's in our category. He's in our age. Just like so many other
50,
people, like
right?
Tom Cruise, Rob Lowe. 52.
Huh.
Yeah, 52. Yogi Berra, Hall of Fame baseball
83.
Player.
83.
Turned 90 today.
Hmm.
Turned 90 today. Singer Steve Winwood, 66 today.
Hmm.
Our buddy Stephen Baldwin of the Baldwin clan.
But
see, we've met Stephen, we've met William, and we've met Daniel.
We've met all the ones except for the big one.
Except for the big one.
There's still time.
Yeah, there's still time. And he's the coolest one. I like him the best. Stephen Baldwin, whose daughter is a model. How old is he today? He's kind of
44.
Like he's 48.
Yeah, that's close.
Ving Rhames from many
59.
Movies. 55 today.
Mm.
55.
And haven't seen him anything in a while.
No.
Yeah.
Not in a while. For a while, he was kind of like a big name.
Yeah.
And now he's at, Katherine Hepburn, long gone.
She'd have been 99 probably.
She passed away in 2003. She'd be 108 today.
Oh, wow.
108 today.
Wow.
So one last one today, celebrating 64 candles on his birthday cake today, Gabriel Byrne.
Oh, how old? 64?
64.
He's the English guy, right?
Yeah. Usual Suspects and a bunch of other films.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's it. Happy birthday to everybody today. And
enjoy the day and enjoy the candles, enjoy the cake, have a cocktail, and today make today a special day.
Well, you know, that being said, it is a special day, but I want to start off. I know you mentioned that the show is sponsored today by Hotel Felix in Chicago.
Absolutely.
I'd like to give a little bit more information about Hotel Felix. You know, when you go to Chicago, and I don't know if anybody, you know, has not been to Chicago because it's the second greatest city in the world, but Chicago is filled with the most eclectic type of hotels. By that, I mean they've got the biggest, best four-star hotels. They've got the chain hotels. They've got the economy hotels. They've got the Grand Dame hotels. And they've also got the boutique hotels. Now, Hotel Felix, which is what I love what they say here. It's happy. It's
I love the name, by the way.
Happy Naturally. Okay. Their location. They're located in the heart of River North District, just steps away from the Magnificent Mile Shopping, which is basically Michigan Avenue, world-class cuisine, and many of Chicago's renowned attractions. We just recently spent 3 nights at Hotel Felix in the heart of the city. The thing I liked about Hotel Felix is we're only a couple blocks up from Michigan Avenue and North Michigan Avenue, which means we're close to Ditka's, we're close to Giordano's, John Hancock, Water Tower Place. We're close to all the new, hip, trendy shops, restaurants, nightclubs, bars. So you got a great location. Hotel Felix.
And even only a 15-minute walk south. You're at the Grant Park. You're at the Institute of Art. And
everywhere.
You know, the Marina City Towers, the river, and all that. So even though you're centrally located, you're still only 15 minutes away from all the rest of the hot action.
HotelFelixChicago.com, located at 111 West Huron Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60654. Phone number, if you want to call, make a reservation today, which I strongly suggest you do if you're
highly
going
recommended
to Chicago. Phone number is 312-447-3440. That is Hotel Felix. Happy Naturally.
That was a fun stay, too.
Yeah, Chicago's great. We were there just a couple weeks ago. We did our we visited Chicago for a couple things, but we're doing a lifestyle piece on Chicago. Like I mentioned, it's my second favorite city in the whole world, second only to beautiful Los Angeles. Right?
Great trip. In fact, we want to start off by talking about the trip. We had an opportunity to intermingle business and pleasure while we were there doing this lifestyle piece. We did have an opportunity to visit with some friends, meet some new friends, and
meet some business associates from the past as well. We had done hosted Miss Chicago, Illinois 2 years in a row. So we had
judged.
Yeah. What did I say, host?
Yep.
Yeah. We had an opportunity to hook up with some of our fellow judges while we were there at one of the hotels. I'm not going to mention the name, but it was a Grand Dame one, and had some time to have a couple of belts. And
late in the evening, too. We got there after 11 o'clock, after spending the early part of Friday evening with family and friends at the, what was the name? It was the Bourbon Street out there in the South Side. And it was a club, nightclub restaurant.
Yep.
And we had the pleasure of finally meeting a couple of our two biggest little swag fans. We've got...
When it says swag fans, he's talking about fans of our show, Storage Wars, on A&E. Runs every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m.
Yeah, and we have the reputation of being called kings of swag. And we have fans, believe it or not, globally. But two of our biggest fans are under the age of 15. I think they're 12 or 10 and 8. And they're from Crystal Lake, which is north of Chicago.
Crystal Lake, isn't that what Friday the 13th, Jason Voorhees is from?
You know, I think it is. But they're from Crystal Lake, which is about a 90-minute drive north of downtown Chicago. And they made the drive, which is a long drive on a Friday night.
In the rain, no less.
In the rain, and it was pouring. So we wanted to give a big shout-out to – I think they might actually be our biggest fans. We call them the Little Swaggers.
One interesting thing about the Harris Brothers Kings of Swag on Storage Wars on A&E every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. is our demographic, believe it or not, is young kids. Kids and older people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's the people who – that's our demographic.
We gravitate to them. And again, there were – I believe she was – Rayan was 8 and 8 and 10.
Well, let me go back there as far as demographic. That's our main demographic. But as we just checked into Hotel Felix, we got in the elevator. We were going up in the elevator, and there was a Hotel Felix employee that was working on the elevator. I guess he was the elevator
technician,
repair guy.
Elevator technician.
He gave a look at the two of us. Then he went back to his work. Then he looked at us again, and he said, "You are the guys from Storage Wars." And we said, "Yeah, we are, actually." And this guy was, I guess, in his 20s. Was he about in his 20s?
But then, too, Mark, that's the Midwest. While we were in Chicago, we got recognized quite a bit, just like we do in Kentucky and
Canada.
And Canada. But it seems like in the Midwest, we're very, very recognized.
Yeah.
And so big shout-out to all the fans out there, especially the little swaggers and the mama who drove them, made the drive out like you said, Mark, it was raining. And I know they had an early soccer game on Saturday. Do we know if they won?
Do we know if he won? I don't know.
But thank you so much. Big shout out to you guys. And she was wearing, Little Rain was wearing the T-shirt, our T-shirt. So that looks good. There's always a good picture. But that's how the weekend in Chicago started. However, it was rainy. It still turned out to be a great weekend as well.
Yeah, one day it would rain, but then the one day it was just absolutely picture perfect.
That
was the first day we got there?
That was the Friday. Yeah. Well, no, was that the Thursday?
One day. I don't know. But it was absolutely
gorgeous. Because Saturday was raining, so Friday's when we walked everywhere.
Yeah.
And talk about an eating experience. Do we want to tap into all the eating experiences in Chicago right now while we're starting?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is our Chicago lifestyle piece.
That's right. And we start
off. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
However, we have to root on the Ducks.
The Ducks. The Anaheim Ducks. The Anaheim Ducks made it to the semifinals. They're going to be playing the Chicago Blackhawks and our buddy out in Chicago, Guy Carbonero, who I don't think I've seen a picture with him, Mark, without wearing his Blackhawks shirt.
Now, that's a fan.
And he showed up at the family get-together a couple weeks ago wearing the Blackhawks jersey.
That's the ultimate fan.
So big shout-out to Guy Carpenter, and big shout-out to the Chicago Blackhawks and to the Anaheim Ducks, as well as the Los Angeles Clippers.
Go Bulls.
And the Chicago Bulls.
But we've got to say, go Clippers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How cool would that be? The Clippers and Bulls in the finals.
That would be cool.
That would be a great final match.
I don't think neither will advance, but anyhow, that would be great. And I think it's cool. Well, Anaheim isn't Los Angeles, but it's still Southern California. I find it coincidental that our second favorite city has a basketball team in where they are now, as well as a hockey team. We have a hockey team as well as a basketball team that are advancing through the playoffs. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's great.
Very kind of neat. Very, very kind of neat. But anyhow, our part of our cuisine tour and our lifestyle experience in Chicago, of course, was focused on
eating tour,
and with eating in Chicago comes a wide variety of things, but they're known, let's just admit it, they're known pretty much for their pizza.
Deep dish pizza.
And
pizza pie.
Though there's a wide variety of taste locations, venues, and pizzas to choose from, we only had so much time. So we chose to go with what was suggested to us.
We had 3 nights in Chicago, so we went to 3 of the biggest known brands of Chicago deep dish pizza.
We did our research, and 3 of the highly recommended pizza places that showed up were Lou Malnati's.
We're going to review these. However, we're not giving any pick on which one we think is the best, because they're all the best in their own right.
Yes. Lou Malnati's, which we visited the first night. The second night was Gino's East, correct?
It was the second night? Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
And then the third and final night was Giordano's. So we'll start out with Lou Malnati's.
I think it's Giordano's.
What did I say?
Giordano's.
It's Giordano?
Giordano's.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess everybody in Chicago even has their personal preference as well, because our first night there, we went to a bar to have a couple drinks before pizza.
On Rush Street, which is a great place to go and have a couple of belts, because you've got bar.
And it was a fantastic way to start the evening. We were on the phone with our cousin talking about Lou Malnati's. And no, we were talking about Gino's East. The guy behind the bar yells out, "Lou Malnati's, Lou Malnati's." So everybody in Chicago has got their personal preference. And I'm happy to say that we had the pleasure of dining at all three.
And all three were great.
All three were
great.
We will not
announce which one we thought was the best, because they are all best in their own right, and we love them all.
And they were all different in their own way.
They were.
We started Lou Malnati's at their signature store location, which was on North State Street, 1122 North State Street. Huge place.
Would that be considered the Rush Street district? Because we were only about a block away from the Rush Street.
Yeah, I think it would. And I think they call that that's a new location, but I think it's called their flagship location. Huge. And when we got there on a Thursday evening around 7 o'clock, the place was jam-packed. We had a reservation, and I'll be darned, we barely gave our name, and they were ready to seat us at a window location.
Great.
Which would normally be a fantastic seat, but we wanted to be in the
heart of the thing.
In the thick of things. Yeah. So that being said, we were treated like royalty.
The tastemakers,
VIPs, and fantastic service.
We were treated like royalty, per se, the kings of swag.
I think our problem was the pizza we ordered was too large. We ordered a medium-sized pizza.
Yeah, and since there's just two of us.
But we started off with that appetizer platter. That was the combination appetizer platter.
We started off with a pitcher of beer.
Yeah, we started.
After we've already had a couple beers on Rush Street.
Right.
So, and then the appetizers.
Which was huge.
And which is a meal in itself.
Because we got the appetizer platter, the deluxe, that had everything. Then came the pizza. And like I said,
it's a pizza pie.
We ordered a medium, and I think we only had 2 slices each.
Because it's a big pizza pie.
And normally we were at home. I don't think we had a refrigerator in our room.
I don't think we did. However, the great thing about Hotel Felix is something that I like that you don't get at almost any hotel right now. They've got windows that you actually can open up.
You know? Very refreshing.
And because of the chill in the air while we were in Chicago a couple weeks ago, we had our windows open. The chill in the air would have kept the pizza cool. However, we did not bring our pizza home that night from Lou Manali's.
We did. We took our pizza with us, but we gave it to the homeless.
Right. Yeah. But we didn't bring it. Right. Yeah, we didn't bring it home. We gave it to one of the Chicago homeless.
Yeah. I'm glad we did take it.
Which another great thing about Chicago is, well, I'm sure they might have a bad homeless situation over there or population. It's not one that I saw. I saw a couple panhandlers down the street.
Yeah, just a couple.
And that was it. And I must say kudos to Mayor Rami? Amir Rami or whatever his name is. Kudos to him.
Kudos to him.
Yeah.
They always get stuck with some good, not stuck, but they always have some wonderful mayors in Chicago.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah. Continue the pizza tour.
Okay, but anyway, Luminali's, fantastic. Service, fantastic. Great location, great vibe, great service. No negatives at Luminali's.
Luminati's, yeah. No okay, negatives. Mark, why don't you pick it up with Geno's East?
Geno's East. Okay, yeah. So we're continuing on now with Geno's East, which is great because Geno's East has been around since 1966. Geno'sEast.com. The location that we visited was at River North, which is kind of like the central area, close to Marina City.
And 10 minutes from the Hotel Felix.
Which is fantastic. And this was in a historic old building which housed the original Michael Jordan Steakhouse in the day back in the 80s and 90s when Michael Jordan was still playing basketball. This was his first venture into eatery. So it's a great old classic building. Again, we were welcomed in with open arms, given a great table. I forget what our waiter's name was, but he looked just like the guy from Sex and the City, and the bald guy.
Right? Yeah,
Charlotte
Stanford or
no. The bald guy that's married to the girl that they just adopted.
Don't know his name.
So we start off with appetizers here meatballs.
And didn't we also get the nacho dish?
No, I wanted to get the nacho dish. We got the meatballs and we got something else, but it wasn't nachos. It was – or was it just the meatballs? It might have just been the meatballs. I don't know. It might have been just the meatballs.
Those are good meatballs with the extra sauce on the side.
I tell you.
I always got to – whatever I'm eating, if there's sauce, I got to have extra on the side.
I like sauce.
Yeah.
But again,
service was impeccable again.
Manager came out, greeted us, was very open, welcome, wanted to give us a tour of the place, but – we're only there for a short period of time. We didn't have time for the tour or interview, so we talked to the manager, had a great time there. Then comes the pizza. Oh, my gosh. Again, another incredible eating experience.
Yeah, it's that deep dish. Here in California, we have pizza places, but even though the pizza may be good here at certain places, and it other than Casabianca, Mark, it was
classic,
Yeah, I mean, we're not a pizza place, but The pizza in Chicago is just amazing. I mean, this was thick. I mean, it's the deep dish.
It's a pizza pie.
Yeah. Man, boy, I tell you right now, Mark, I sure could go
My mouth is watering for pizza right now.
Yeah, so again, I think here we ordered a small.
You know what? We might have. Yeah. And we did have a piece to bring back, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we brought a piece back to the room. And then we had dessert here, too. We had those peanut butter Rice Krispie bars.
They were like Rice Krispie.
Oh, boy, that's another
bars.
Thing.
Layered with like a quarter inch or half inch of peanut butter. What a great way to start the meal with the meatballs. What a great way to enjoy your entree, which was the deep dish pizza, which I think for Luminati's, Mark, I think we overdid it. We put too much stuff on the pizza.
Yeah.
We had about seven toppings, I think.
Yeah.
For Geno's, we went limited with maybe, peppers, onions, mushrooms, and sausage. So fantastic entree with the pizza and great way to end the meal as well. And the service, again, was outstanding. And like you said, Mark, we had a couple slices that we took back to the room. Even though without a refrigerator and not coming across any homeless people along the way, we decided to have in the room in case we wanted to have a late night snack.
You know, one great thing also about Chicago with our busy schedule, our busy day, we're gone. The fact that you're going to go someplace and spend the night at a great place. And Hotel Felix is just that. You know, the word Felix is defined as happy. And that's how we want you to feel during our stay. And I know I felt happy.
Yeah.
From the delightful dancing waters to the soothing energy and ambience, you'll be immediately embraced by its charm. Welcome to Hotel Felix, Chicago's eco-friendly hotel. How about that? Not many of those around Chicago. So mindful of the environment, they're the only Silver LEED certified hotel in Chicago, which is fantastic. Naturally unexpected. Hotel Felix, Chicago.com, 312-447-3440. Centrally located in the River North section, just steps away from Magnificent Mile. Again, if you're looking for a place to stay in Chicago and you don't want one of these mega structures where you've got 10,000 people checking in and the lobby crowded with people, and you want something a little bit more small, calm, and reserved, ladies and gentlemen, contact Hotel Felix Chicago.
And, Mark, they had robes.
I love a robe.
You don't get the robes everywhere, so it was
great. I love
a
robe.
Fantastic. A big shout-out again to Hotel Phoenix. Let's conclude our pizza tour. The last night we were there after a long day and a grueling, fast-paced 3 days, we ended our evening with our last meal at Giordano's. Gosh, is Giordano's or Giordano's?
Okay, Giordano's.
Saturday evening, 8 o'clock, the place was a factory. It's a factory for a reason. Everybody's going there because it's one of the best pizzerias in all of Chicago.
I'd say in all the world.
Yeah. The place was jam-packed. But 8 o'clock Saturday night, we waited 10 minutes. Yeah. 10 minutes.
We had a reservation.
We had a reservation, 10 minutes. Completely understandable.
Yep.
Gave us a great booth. No sooner do we get seated, we were assisted by our waitress.
Yeah.
Quick. I wish I remember what her name is because she was super friendly. Remember, Mark? And then
I remember that, but I just don't remember her name.
And she was coming out to LA in a couple weeks.
Right.
And she asked us for a pizza recommendation.
And I think I just mentioned Casabianca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here we are again. But at this point in time, we've already been eating most of the day. So
No appetizers, no hors d'oeuvres, no bread.
No bread, no appetizers.
We ordered a small pizza.
Straight to the pizza. We wanted to appreciate every bite. And here we go again. We had very limited. This was a stuffed pizza.
Yeah. Oh,
and
boy.
We had it with sausage.
Pepperoni,
peppers,
I think.
Yeah. Pepperoni,
olives,
peppers,
maybe onions.
And olives.
Yeah.
Very limited. Boy, I could go for...
I'm getting hungry.
But anyhow, so they stuffed the pizza. I mean, it's super...
That's their
signature. For those of you out there who are listening who are just not even familiar with deep dish pizza, they're just associated with thin crust or regular-sized crust, the thick pizza, the deep dish pizza, man, you got to try it. And you got to... If you have an opportunity to have the stuffed pizza, Giordano's, you have to get out there and try that pizza.
Do you have a website there?
Well, I don't, but it's Giordano's.com.
Oh.
I know it was interesting. I was spelled a little differently, but Google Giordano's.com. There's several locations in the downtown Chicago area, and it's fantastic pizza, stuffed pizza, deep dish pizza, appetizers, just wonderful, and it's a great atmosphere as well. So get out there, and if you have 3 days in Chicago, try to get to Luminati's, try to get to Gino's East, and try to get to Giordano's.
And if you only have 3 days, there are two places that you have to get to in Chicago to visit. These are tourist attractions that have been there for 40 years plus, and we've been to both of them many times in the past. We did visit both of them on our trip there a few weeks ago. We will discuss them, and again, there will not be preference as to which one's better than the other one. I think Chicago Weekly did a breakdown of listing the pros and cons on both of them to see which one is better, and I think they even broke up evenly. So there's not going to be any preference.
They're both special in their own different way.
And the first one, because we went there, we went there second one, but I've got the information in front of me right now, is Willis Tower. You may remember it. For 30 years, it was called Sears Tower. It was worldwide headquarters of the Sears Corporation, and it has since been changed over and purchased by the Willis Company, I guess, and it's now Willis Tower. The best views around into four states, up to 50 miles on a clear day. Now, we were there in an afternoon of a dreary day.
Yeah. It was starting to drizzle when we got there.
It was like a Thursday. No, it was a Friday afternoon, dreary, drizzly afternoon. The line to get into this place was
like huge. It was summer afternoon.
Summer afternoon, yeah. 4th of July weekend.
Uh-huh.
Which is...
One of the things that's different... Well, we'll go into the Hancock Tower a little bit later. There's a certain unique thing about that, the touristy. But at the Willis Tower, what do they call it, Mark? That ledge?
Sky deck.
Sky deck, where... it actually extends outside of the building, and it's a clear floor. So you are actually walking on a glass plate where you could look below your feet and see the ground floor. Yeah. I mean, not the ground floor, the ground, 110 stories below you. And it was kind of creepy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you even get out on it?
Oh, I did. We got a picture of the two of us.
Oh, okay,
there.
Yeah. But that's such a neat thing, how they push out from the building,
yep. Skydeck,
like 6 feet, and put a box, a glass box.
Skydeck ledge, I believe. Holds
up to 4,000 feet. But once you get out, we did something like that similar in Toronto at the CN Tower.
Yeah.
They had but this was creepier because the CN Tower was just below you. Here you were actually pushed up against the window. So very unique, very cool, a little on the creepy side. We did all kind of social media and got a lot of responses, people saying you're crazy or I wouldn't do that or that's nuts. But very, very fun.
Skydeck Ledge, perched 103 floors and more than 1,353 feet over city streets. The ledge is thrill like no others. The highlight of any Chicago visit, the Skydeck and the ledge provides memories for years to come, which I think it will. If you were, you know, if you're out on that thing, it's just incredible.
Boy, I mean, you got to wonder on a summer day how crowded it would be because we waited. We didn't get the VIP treatment though. As far
it was too crowded.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
www.theskydeck.com 312-875-9696. Worth the wait. Worth the cost. I mean, it's great because again, you're 103 flights up. And one great thing about the Willis Tower is this: you're stepping into a building that at one time was the tallest building on the planet. It no longer holds that title, but at one time it did. So that's a really cool thing to get into, and I strongly recommend if you're in Chicago, you must go to the Willis Tower. It is unforgettable.
Do you want to shoot right into the John Hancock?
Let's go into something else right now.
Yeah.
Right?
While we were in Chicago, we took our first Uber ride. You know, Uber is the big thing, the billion-dollar company, and because we were not cabinet, we were just Ubering it all over, and it was our first experience. I hate to say it, but
yep.
Everybody's been saying, take Uber, take Uber. We never really have to take Uber. Wherever we are, the transportation is provided, or we get a rent-a-car, but this particular time was a rainy week and didn't feel like being responsible for driving at all, so we Ubered it, and I got to say, big shout-out to Uber. They're not a sponsor. They're not, you know, but fantastic, right, Mark?
I mean, I've since downloaded the app on my phone.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to set up an account with them, I guess, before I can use
it.
But it
goes through your credit card. You never have to transact money. Tip is not included, or it's included
in the
fee.
Well, they take it out that you don't
even
know.
Never, and then right when you order, when you make a request, you see it on your app, how far the car is away, how many cars are around. It just shows up, and you go. They already know where you're going, and I'm an advocate now.
So when we were in Chicago, we took Uber, and thank you for not being a sponsor, but thanks, Uber, for providing our driving around.
Shopping, eating.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I mean, from the top to the bottom, it's just – and then the Drake. We had the Drake Hotel, which has been there since probably the 20s or the 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had breakfast there.
We had breakfast there. We've been wanting to have breakfast or drinks there forever. We've been going to Chicago forever.
Yeah, for 50 years.
Fans of the Drake forever. And this particular time
What was that breakfast? We had Eggs Benedict, but it had a twist to it, didn't it? Oh, no, it was corned beef hash, Eggs Benedict.
Corned beef hash, yeah. So we've been wanting to go to the Drake forever, whether it be for lunch, dinner, or breakfast, or drinks. And finally, this particular time, we went. And it's a signature. They've been there forever. It's a great old hotel, but the breakfast was fantastic. Like you said, the corned beef.
The good thing about the hotel is it's right up the street from the John Hancock Center, which I believe, you know, it's a architectural wonder. It sits there at the north end of Michigan Avenue, right across the street from historic Water Tower, which survived the 1871 fire that burnt down the entire city. But this fantastic thing about the John Hancock Center is their observatory, which they now call 360 Observatory. The website is 360chicago.com. This is a great experience going up there to John Hancock Tower. The elevator is fast, smooth, and very comfortable. You almost don't feel like you're moving up this thing as fast as you are. And I believe they have was that called the perch?
The wedge.
Thing that the wedge?
The thing that leaned over?
That was the wedge?
Yeah, it was the wedge.
Okay, the wedge. They've got this great thing up there at 360 Observatory, 360chicago.com, the Observatory of the Sky, the John Hancock Center is. You lean out. I guess you pops out of the building.
Yeah, you lean up against the window on your side. You lean up against the window, and as you're leaning up, it extends.
It extends out.
It goes 45 degrees, I think. That actually leans you out, and it's only $7.50 for this thing. It leans you out as you're up against the window. It drops you out. I guess that's the best way.
It's a great way to see the city, almost like you're hanging out, but you're not hanging out. You're leaning out or something, right?
Yeah.
So it takes away from the traditional.
It protrudes 45 degrees outside the building.
Yeah.
If you could just kind of like.
And again, also similar to Willis Tower, where you've got great views, you're a little bit farther down because you're literally right on the beach. You're on the lake, or the beach of Lake Michigan.
Looks like you're in Miami.
Yeah, so you've got a great view of the beach. You've got a great view of Lake Michigan, and a great view of the other towers, including Willis Tower from John Hancock. Willis Tower, you've got a great view of John Hancock. John Hancock, you've got a great view of Willis Tower. So it gives you another perspective of the city from a different angle, which is fantastic. I love the elevator. I love they had a great gift shop. I love the views over there.
In fact, you have to get, in order to get to the elevator, you got to go through the gift shop.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
So it is 360chicago.com. Takes you to the Hancock. John Hancock Tower Observatory, great view, great observation deck.
And also in that building, there's a restaurant. Do we want to talk about the signature room, Mark, or not?
No.
Okay.
We'll not talk about that signature room.
We won't share that experience with our listeners today for another time. But.
Yes. But thank you again, Hotel Felix. You were very accommodating. They are a sponsor for this show today. Eat, drink, be happy. Take comfort at Hotel Felix. Whisper quiet rooms, luxurious linens and beddings, flat screen HD TVs, low water shower heads, motion sensitive temperature control systems, low flow toilets, carpeting made of recycled soda bottles, iPhone docking stations, complimentary high speed wireless internet, fitness equipment center, valet parking. What more do you ask for?
Hey, we didn't even make it to the fitness center.
Well, we never make it to the fitness center.
Yeah, but you're all into that now. I thought maybe you would try to make a. I like the sink too in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It was a very modern when the low level type that water could only go like 3 inches high.
Yeah,
but
great,
cool, cool, hip and trendy. Like you said, it's a great boutique hotel. And for those,
and
who
I
don't
do like
stay,
getting my coffee in the morning. They've got coffee provided in the lobby, which is fantastic.
Yeah, love that. I mean, I love it. I mean, and take it to go.
Yeah,
that's a great way to
follow Hotel Phoenix on Facebook, Twitter. Again, HotelFelixChicago.com. Next time I go to Chicago, I know where I'm staying.
I know where I'm staying as well.
Fantastic.
In addition to getting all the cuisine and beverages and alcohols and cocktails while we were in Chicago, we also had to get a little bit of culture. You know, you have to have some culture when you're in Chicago.
And it's filled with the culture.
And yeah, we had the pleasure of visiting the Chicago Institute of Art. Is that correct, Mark?
No, it is the Art Institute Chicago.
Art Institute Chicago.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was a rainy day. It was drizzling when we were there.
And again, it was on Friday we were there, right?
It was Friday. And
it was it was 4th of July weekend on a Saturday.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I guess that's the big – that's Chicago for you. I guess people just are constantly
people out. People from around the world come to this place.
Just constantly. But what a wonderful museum.
That's an understatement.
What a wonderful dose of culture. And we did have an opportunity to see a couple of great pieces.
Classics.
We saw The Diner.
First off, American Gothic.
American Gothic.
This is
a
classic.
The second one.
Yeah, this is a classic. This is, if you don't know American Gothic, it's the old farmer and the old farmer's wife with the pitchfork. They've got the original there, and I tell you, when you see it, it's kind of like when you see the Mona Lisa. You don't expect it to be so small.
Tiny.
Here, you didn't expect it to be this big.
Yeah.
And it's Grant Wood's American Gothic. It's Gallery 263 on the second level. And it's a classic. And another classic that they've got there, which I think everybody enjoys, is it's just The Diner, but it's called Edward Hopper's Nighthawks. That's the name of this thing.
Yeah.
And it's the diner at the end of the street. You've got people in there, and they've got modern art, they've got classic art, they've got Chinese art, they've got
big Chinese section.
Or Asian influence, I should say, we'd say here. You can find the Art Institute Chicago at www.artic.edu. It's got to be one of the best art museums in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Huge, immense.
Yeah.
I mean, it went on for blocks and blocks. This is one of those things you got to spend at least a day.
Yeah.
We spent a couple hours.
Again, because our time was limited.
And also, I think we were running out of gas.
We were out late, got up early. And, yeah. You know, we've got to knock these things out. We owe it to our public. We owe it to our listeners. We owe it to our fans.
Yeah.
So we have to knock out as much stuff as we possibly can. And the Art Institute was done in 2 hours, yeah. Which is something that should take you a whole day.
Yeah, easily. And, you know, we saw the important pieces, which we have.
Oh, they also have Renoirs. They've got Rembrandts, Picassos. I love the Picassos.
Yep.
They had multiple Picassos.
Speaking
there.
Of Picasso, Mark, did you hear about that Picasso that sold yesterday for $179 million?
You know, I did. Did they announce who the buyer was?
No, you know those things are always quiet, hush hush. Why, I don't know, but
well, they don't want anybody to stake him out and knock him off.
Yeah,
whoever owns
but
the thing.
I didn't even see the name of the piece, but CNN had breaking news on my phone yesterday. $179 million, like I said to you, people buy companies for that. Homes don't even cost that much. And this is a piece of art that is going to be in a private room that only the owner could admire. So it had.
Well,
to
who knows? We don't know that it wasn't purchased by a J. Paul Getty Museum or someplace like that. The Met,
right?
The Louvre. Somebody may have gotten it. We won't know that, but I'm sure if one of those institutions did purchase it, we'll find out in the coming days.
They didn't say anything about that in the news this morning. Do you think that something like that would be in the news?
No kidding.
$179 million, and that's not the most expensive piece ever. It's just the most expensive
Picasso
ever sold. And we did see some Picassos at the thing. Is that gets me about these expensive pieces of art when you're at the art gallery? They're not. Covered up. They're not. There's no security around it. There's no special guarding. Or I know for the Mona Lisa, there was a red velvet rope. But for these, like Picassos, you get right up to it.
Kind of odd.
Isn't it? I mean, there's a lot of crazy people out there.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy people that could, you know, destroy it. I don't get it either. But anyhow, wonderful afternoon of culture at the
You know, it's a great way to close out your evening when you're in Chicago after you spend a day eating and visiting the sights, and you want to have a nice little cocktail to close out your evening.
And where would you go, Mark?
A big thank you to our friends at Three Dots and a Dash. They are ThreeDotsChicago.com. Well, I guess when you're only four flights up here, that ambulance sounded like it was right outside the window here. But one place that we visited in the past and we were happy and thrilled to be invited to come back again is Three Dots and a Dash. Three Dots and a Dash. It's kind of an interesting name, Three Dots and a Dash. But basically what it is, it's like a tiki room. It's a tiki drinks. And right there in the heart of Chicago. You know, this is someplace you see in Bora Bora or Hawaii. Right? It's like a Trader Vic's, which is great. ThreeDotsChicago.com. Now, it's a tiki bar. It's got the dark lighting, and you've got all these different incredible drinks. The thing that I ordered was the Painkiller number 109.
What's up with that crazy name?
I don't know, but I like it. Painkiller number 109 is rum, coconut, pineapple, passion fruit in ice-cold chilled glass with crushed ice in a straw. And boy, was this thing tasty. Delicious, and the great people over there, Caesar, who helped us out over there. Hey, Caesar, hope you're listening, and spread the word to your friends and family. Listen to the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. But thanks, Caesar, for helping us out. Thanks, Laura, for helping us out. They also gave us like a little slushy-type drink. It was like
strong. It was in a frosted glass.
Boy,
very
great.
Small, but boy, was it potent.
Potent.
There was just a complimentary. Well, it was all complimentary,
but this thing was fantastic. I wish I would have jotted down what the name of the thing was, but I was too busy sucking down my Painkiller number 109, which was great. We'd been there before. This was the second time we were there, and I could only say thanks again. It was a wonderful time, and we look forward to our next trip to Chicago to visit Three Dots and a Dash again. It's hidden. The entrance is through the back alley, which is kind of
neat.
Yeah,
kind of cool. Kind of like. Hidden away, we had to go through the door, kind of like a speakeasy.
435 North Clark Street, downtown Chicago, right a few blocks off of Michigan Avenue. It's a hidden gem in the city of Chicago. So thanks again, Caesar, Laura, and the rest of the team over there at Three Dots and a Dash. Right?
Absolutely. Okay. I look forward to returning next time.
Me too.
It almost didn't seem like it fit in Chicago.
Like I said, it looked like it belonged in the Bora Bora, Hawaii, the Caribbean. It didn't belong in downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
So,
Anybody else to thank for our on our trip in the beautiful Windy City?
I know we're going to forget somebody, Mark. We went to the Ralph Lauren bar for drinks.
Ooh, the Ralph Lauren restaurant with the bar, which is absolutely this guy's spot on. Ralph Lauren has been for 40 years right now. He offers the best clothes, best perfume, elegant way of life, which is just terrific. The bar, cozy, red leather
small
chairs.
Small little bar. I think I'm kind of surprised he didn't spend more time expanding that. When we were in New York,
there was money to be made on food, so he wanted to have the restaurant to be big in a smaller area.
Well, you don't think that it was kind of on the small side?
Not for this type of this restaurant. I mean, this restaurant, you're emphasizing in your steak, your pork chops, and you're making the money on your food. If you want to come in just for a drink, there's a bar for the people who just want a drink, but it was a well-designed place. Again, spot on for Ralph Lauren. The guy could do no wrong. Food, fashion, and fragrances. I mean, the guy is just incredible, which is...
It's attached right to the store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A great store.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think this is the first Ralph... it's the RL restaurant. Like, they have a second one in New York. And I think they opened a third one somewhere, didn't they? Is it in Asia?
I think it's Paris or London.
Oh, boy. Great place.
Someplace in Europe.
Great place. You got to go. You got to go to
the
RL restaurant.
But like you said, there's so many eateries, so many watering holes. I mean, you need a week to cover
Chicago.
Yeah. Well, when we travel, we squeeze every minute out.
Yeah.
We were lucky enough to squeeze in some family time on Friday and Saturday, but then again, squeeze every minute into business.
Yeah.
Business and promotion, networking and meeting and greeting.
I want to do a quick thank you for the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. We had the great pleasure of being invited to go out there and visit that a couple weeks ago. And what it is basically, ladies and gentlemen, it's a Renaissance Pleasure Fair. If you feel like you like to get into that whole Henry VIII and
Game of Thrones,
Sir Lancelot, Game of Thrones,
Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit,
you can't go to a better place. It's right outside of Los Angeles here in a little tiny suburb called Irwindale.
Was it Irwindale or Azusa?
It's Irwindale. And it's right on the border of Irwindale and Azusa, so I don't know which
Azusa.
City it's in.
It's Azusa.
So it's a great place to go. This is the closing weekend. So if you haven't had a chance to go, go to renfair.com, RENFAIR.com. This is the original Renaissance Pleasure Fair. There are many that have copied it around the world, but
can't be as
none
big as
come
this one.
As
this
close
one is huge
to the original. This is the 53rd annual Pleasure Fair. So go to the website, please. It's renfair.com. Go out this weekend. It's closing weekend, so it's going to probably be a zoo, and you're going to have a great time. You want to have a nice turkey leg, a nice cup of grog. You get to put on your funny clothes, and we've got strolling minstrels and
fun stuff. I think we were probably two of the only normal people there. I'm not saying these other people
didn't get dressed
abnormal. Everybody's getting dressed. They're getting into it. They're walking around with their mugs of grog and who knows what else they were drinking. And just everybody's in a very celebratory mode, fun stuff, crazy stuff, kooky stuff. So, yeah, that we had the pleasure of going a couple weeks ago, first time in 25 years since I've been there.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind going again.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they have to keep this thing going for 6 or 7 weeks. But
it's great. There's a lot to see, a lot to do. Great people that are going there. Great food, great drink. And
reality show awards tomorrow night. Mark, are we attending?
The third annual reality show awards. I don't know. Our invite has not been received yet.
Yeah,
here
in Hollywood,
understand.
We attended the first one, the second one tomorrow night. Hopefully we'll get that invitation before tomorrow night, 6 p.m. I'm looking forward to getting to that. It's getting bigger each year, Mark. It's at the Hollywood, the Avalon, which is the old Hollywood Palace, which is across the street from Capitol Records on Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah, real quick, before we run out of time, because we've just got a few minutes left in the show, I want to put out information on for our followers if they want to get a hold of us in any way. Go to our website. It's wowcreationsmedia.com. If you wanted to send us an email, it's wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com or wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. You can follow us, be a friend at Facebook. We love it. Facebook.com/wowcreations. Twitter, twitter.com/wowhollywood. We've got Instagram, LinkedIn, MySpace, Flickr. I guess that's everywhere you can get a hold of us.
Did you say Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook was the first one. So yeah. Get a hold of us. If you've been missing your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, go to www.firstrun.tv. This is where we've got the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of Wow. We've got 2 episodes on there. 4 episodes are in post-production right now, getting ready to be released. So if you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, you can catch us 24/7, 365 at your tablet, desktop, laptop, iPad, iPhone.
Smartphone,
Galaxy.
And let's not forget, Mark, next Wednesday we're returning to Storage Wars. One of my favorite episodes, The French Job. So next Wednesday, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. So
on A&E TV next Wednesday, which would make it the
22nd. Oh, wait a minute.
Today's the 20th. So the 20th on A&E Network at 8:30 p.m. The Harris Brothers return on Storage Wars as on The French Job.
The French Job. Do
Boy,
we
run
find
that one
Tim
a lot.
Allen? Yeah. Do we find Tim Allen?
The French Job is
yeah.
Tim Allen?
Yeah.
French Job's
Tim. I don't get the French Job's Tim Allen. But
well, one thing I also got to say, because we don't have enough time to go over right now and talk about Greystone Mansion. We visited there, or I visited last week at the Concourse d'Elegance. We will discuss that next week on this show, because this was a great event, a great place to go. So next week we'll discuss.
I unfortunately didn't have the pleasure of attending. I was down in Mexico in Cancun, so Mark went on this one to represent us alone. And of course, it was a fantastic event. He'll go into details next week. I want to give another big shout out to Carrie and the Little Swag fans in Crystal Lake, Illinois, who did make the drive, the 90-minute drive in the rain, to visit with us and meet us for the first time at the Bourbon Street restaurant and bar and grill, I guess. That was a cool place, huh, Mark?
Yeah, it was different. You know? It reminded me of that place in the House of the Blues Brothers when they were out there. Big Bob Johnson.
What was the name of that place?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, thanks again for making our trip so memorable at Hotel Felix, our sponsor for today's show. Hotel Felix, Chicago. Make time yourself. They've also got a spa at Hotel Felix. Their spa team is amongst the best trained professionals in the city. So if you need to get a spa or treatment or massage, manicure, pedicure, what better way to relax, take it down a notch, take comfort, eat, drink, and be happy at Hotel Felix Chicago, .com, 111 West Huron Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60654. Make a reservation today. They've got some great rates available. I mean, this stuff is really affordable. You know, I mean, if you want a great boutique hotel, centrally located with a lot to offer.
I like their sign, too. The big neon sign right in the corner. We're blocks away. We're walking towards it. It stood out.
It's an old classic building they're in, too, which is kind of cool. You know, I like that.
Yeah, so many things about it. And like you said earlier, the windows, how they opened up. I liked it. When we were in the corner room, I liked hearing all the action on the street.
Oh, I did too, yeah.
Even if
We had the window open.
Yeah.
If you didn't want to have your heart or, you know, get the vibe of the city, close the window.
You know, one thing that's different about Chicago, well, many different things, but here in L.A., the bars close at 2. In Chicago, they close at 4. So at 4 o'clock, 4:15, people are just flowing into
the streets. Like it's New Year's Eve.
We were getting picked up to go to the airport at 3:30 or 3:45 to come back home. The streets at AM, right, which was tough, real tough. But the streets were happening, you know, just buzzing.
Like it's New Year's Eve.
Boy, I wish we could get to Chicago a couple times a year.
We came into Chicago we flew into O'Hare, which is, you know, it's okay. It's one of the biggest airports in the world.
It's okay.
But you got to go into Midway, I think, you know, you really do. It's quicker. It's not as complicated.
Yeah.
It's not as big. It's just not as crowded as the other city.
You know what? It wasn't too bad, though. Getting to the airport, you know, when we got there, the car took us. It was quick, super quick. And even coming when we landed, it was pretty quick. I know it's a big, grand airport, but I think we only flew into Midway once. And then when we did the last time, we said this is the way to go, because it's kind of like Burbank here. And
you know, one thing we didn't have is an Italian sandwich when we were out there, Italian beef sandwich or a hot dog.
Right, and we were asking one of our waitresses, where's the best hot dog in Chicago? She didn't give us anything, did she? Was she lost?
No. Oh, maybe she did. She did say something. We also missed out on White Castle. We also missed out on the Chicago Sun-Times, and we also missed out on Old Style Beer.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Three important things to get.
Well,
Chicago.
We tried getting the Old Style. No place was serving it. White Castle is only outside, and
all the way at the end of Michigan.
Right, and because we didn't have a rental car, and as far as the Sun Times, what gives with that? Because we couldn't find that anywhere.
Oh, I found it. I just didn't pick it up. I wanted to get it. I just didn't get it. I didn't have any change for the machine.
Oh.
We weren't at any. The hotel didn't have it. So.
Hey, what a way that would have been to have an afternoon reading the Sun-Times, enjoying an old style while we're having a White Castle.
And it's a shame we missed out on the White Sox game because they were playing the Kansas City Royals. Yep. We had an invitation to attend.
Friday,
however, it was
and
rained
Saturday.
Out. It was rained out.
Yeah. Friday and Saturday. Well, actually, Friday, we could have made it Friday.
We would have liked to go to the Cubs, but the Cubs were out of town. The White Sox were in town playing the Royals, but rained out.
Rained out on Saturday. The game still played on Friday.
But we couldn't make it on Friday. We had we had plans.
But we had access to both, which was a drag. Which was a drag, having access. And we can't go everywhere, though, Mark.
Well, we would have went if it wouldn't have been rained out.
This is true. Yeah, this is true. But next
time. It's a shame we were there a week early. The draft returned to Chicago. The NFL draft returned to Chicago for the first time since 1963. We were in town a week early, so we missed it, would have been great to be there.
It would have been, Well, so, again, we can't be everywhere.
So I thank our fans listening around the globe. We appreciate you tuning in here to the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you can't listen to the show live, you can always download it any time of the year.
When will today's episode be available, Mark? Do you know?
Probably in a couple hours.
You think so?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
So if you missed it today, and if you did, you're not listening to me right now, but download it at latalkradio.com, Channel 2, The Tastemakers. If you want to get a hold of us, go to our website, wowcreationsmedia.com. Watch us on Storage Wars next Wednesday evening at 8:30 p.m.
And we're on at midnight again, too.
Wow, that's for the late guys, the ones that are played, watch us again.
Yeah. So,
or catch us on the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WOW on firstrun.tv. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. We appreciate all our fans. Big thank you again to Hotel Felix Chicago. You put on a great act out there, a great show, great place to stay. So thank you. Thanks for all the people that entertained us while we were out in Chicago a couple weeks ago.
Fun stuff. Great city. Good people.
We look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Time.
Ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Did you got a new pocket square there?